No different. Showers with thunder over many areas later this afternoon. Top temperature of 32 degrees.
This weather update is brought to you by SPC. From now to the 30th of April, spend $30 net on fuel or choices purchases to qualify for the SPC Digital Dreams Mega Draw with iPod touches, HP mini netbooks and more to be won. Term supply.
Good afternoon, world. Don't touch that frequency. Order in that lunch and pick a really comfy chair. This is Face Off with Anita Kapoor, the weekly talk show with insight and bite. Coming at you 100% live from the 938 Live studio. We're all about savvy subjects, fresh opinions and new perspectives, speaking about which. Today, we're talking all about healing our own bodies, taking our health and well-being back into our own hands and asking, can the body heal itself? What does it take? What knowledge do we need? Is it all just a fantasy? With me today are experts in the fields of self-healing. Marcio Ribeiro, founder of Awakening Touch, a six-year-old very well-recognized healing center in Singapore, who saw his first acupuncture session as a teenager in Brazil, went on to major in physiotherapy in Sao Paulo, and then found himself traveling halfway around the world to China to study traditional Chinese medicine, where he spent 3 years on, as he describes it, the learning adventure of a lifetime. Today, he is a well-respected practitioner of body talk, a technique developed by Australian chiropractor and acupuncturist Dr. John Viltham in 1995. Graduates of the system include medical doctors, specialist nurses, physiotherapists, and ordinary lay people. And also with us is Pooja Vig, a certified holistic nutritional advisor who is currently completing her master's in nutritional therapy, is professionally trained as a microbiologist, and she's kind of cool too, by the way, has spent 15 years in the healthcare industry and started a nutrition clinic in 2006 with the objective of health optimization through accurate nutrition. And she's a very, very strong advocate of working with individual needs and genetics. Welcome to the show, guys. You can say hi.
Hi.
Marcio, the mind-body connection. It's such a buzzword. It's been going on and on and on for years. And it's become one of those very, very, almost it doesn't mean anything anymore. Really, what does it mean in reality to what you do?
Well, when looking at the body talk system, we're looking to a structured intuition process. So we want to actually have all modalities included into one single protocol. So mind studies and body studies are all used at all times in every session. So it's very tailor-made work. Nothing can be left outside of the picture of healthcare. So you can't just heal the mind or just heal the body. It's a combination of both.
That's kind of interesting. Now, Pooja, starving bodies and nutrition, I've got that written next to your name. I'm just setting up the scene about what both of you do for everyone that's listening in. Really, what you're practicing is kind of nutritional medicine, aren't you?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
now, tell us a little bit about what nutrition means. It seems kind of old school, really, mm-hmm. nutrition.
Yes.
It's something that you learned when you were 7 years old and you had a packet of milk at school, and that was nutrition.
Yes.
What
yes.
does it mean, really, in the 21st century? Wherefore art thou nutrition in this crazy life?
I think today nutrition means finding the right sort of way of eating. And I don't like the word diet, because diet means you go on it and then off it. Mm-hmm. It's just a way of eating that fits your body. Mm. And that could be looking at intolerances. A lot of people may not be able to eat foods that are really popular out there. So you need to find something that works for you. You need to look at how processes in the body, things like inflammation, how the immune system is working, and look at how food can support some of these processes positively. So it's using food in a way that keeps the body at its healthiest and keeps all the processes in the body working well.
But to do all of these types of things, you have to have a wealth of knowledge, really. And what I find that's really missing when we start talking about complementary or alternative medicines or integrative medicine is that there really is very little information out there. Now, Marcio, tell the people listening in, really, at the end of the day, what does body talk achieve?
Well, body talk is looking at the body-mind complex in terms of priorities. See, our focus in healthcare before is to fix problems. Where body talk looks like is if you had a system to ask a questioning of priorities to the body-mind of each human being, you'd be given a set of links to be connected in a sequence that's most advantageous for the person at that moment of the session. So often you look, for example, someone coming with a tennis album, right? Mm. Something that they may have developed playing tennis, and they come to your office wearing their ties. They're not in the moment where they're developing their system, they're developing inflammation in the tendon. So what you can do with the body-mind complex, it's work on parameters of consciousness that works into the human body while he's getting injured. What's going on in their mind in terms of belief systems while you're playing? What sort of belief systems they have about their bodies while you're playing? Some people may feel they're not good enough in their sport. That's enough to just injure their elbow. And that's that's the way we can find priorities in body talk. We go from active memories, belief systems, and body chemistry, anatomy, physiology.
So, Marcy, what you're saying is you are what you think?
Yes, very much.
Interesting. Now, both of your worlds actually do complement one another, because you are what you think, and you are also what you eat.
Absolutely, yes.
So, Pooja, tell us how, you know, the work that you do would work together with the work that Marcia does.
I think it's all about lifestyle. I don't think we need to fragment it into we are different practitioners, but for the individual who's using alternative medicine or integrative medicine, it is looking at how you can build a lifestyle that works for you. And that has to include nutrition, of course, but it also has to include stress management, the mind-body, you know, looking at where your belief systems are, what you're thinking, how that's affecting you. I also believe that affects your digestion and absorption. You are what you eat, but if you don't absorb what you eat because there's some blockage there that's affecting the way you take in your food, it doesn't matter what you eat. So I think they work very much together.
So what is wrong with humankind then? Why don't we just get it? Why aren't we doing more than just looking for a cure? Because modern medicine really is about treating the symptoms. You have an itch, you get a cream. You know, you have a pain, you get a medication. But alternative medicine is about treating the cause. Mm-hmm. So what is it about humankind that we've actually forgotten that there is a way in which we feel that leads to a way in which the symptoms actually come to the fore? What's happened in the last couple of hundred years to us?
Well, the way I look at it is that you have to go into history. In the last 100 years, we've been having a left brain society. We've been giving knowledge to people. Knowledge has its value. It creates a structure to think, but it doesn't allow you to feel. And feeling is about taking responsibility for your health. Mm. So what we're going to do with these systems of nutrition and the system of the body talk, which looks at the holistic, true holistic way of living, is that one will come to the point of awareness that it's one's thoughts, feelings, nutrition, exercise, combination of all, that creates its health. Health then becomes subjective.
I think the key word there is feelings. That's the one that most people would look at and say, no way, it's not about my feelings.
Feelings being demystified as being emotions. True feelings are not emotions. Emotions are a healthy concept of Chinese medicine, for example. And Pujo is just talking about nutrition not being absorbed. So if you look into the consciousness of Chinese medicine, your small intestine carries an energy called discernment. If you're not discerning life well, you're not be able to absorb those nutritional elements that you've been putting through your stomach, falling into your digestive system.
So it's not enough at the end of the day to just tell somebody a part of it, that you need to actually understand. That's what holism is, isn't it?
It's understanding.
Yes.
It's understanding. And we're going to be right back to talk about holism. Don't go anywhere. Traffic coming up. And a green light back to Face Off with Anita Kapoor right here on 938 Life.
And now, the LTA traffic news.
Our number is 6255-8400. If you have any traffic updates for us, for now I can tell you that there's some roadworks on the AYE towards Tuas before Corporation.
Exclusively at Courts.
All right, back. And just a second ago, I was kind of gobsmacked because we suddenly had an aha moment about what holism actually is. Because I think we have a lot of information that's out there that is really incorrect about whether it's nutritional medicine, energy medicine, complementary medicine, and all of that. And this is the thing that I want to ask both of you. Where do I go to get the right information that I need? Do I come and make an appointment with each of you? because
that would be,
that would be very complimentary.
That would be very complimentary, wouldn't it? But really, what I find is that there's information galore, yes. But a lot of it is like retweeting something on Twitter. Someone else said it, and someone else said it, and someone else said it. Yes. What is the core of the healing work that you do? Where do I get the accurate information? Let me pose a question to you, Pooja. We've been talking a lot about supplements and that. Yes. I go to a pharmacy and there's about 200 supplements sitting in front of me. Yes. I have no idea what I need. Yes. Well, probably because I don't know how I feel and I don't know what my emotion is. But if I don't know all of that and I go somewhere to actually choose something, how do I know what's a good supplement? How do I know what's going to work for me?
Well, the first question is, what do you need? And a lot
of people... How do I know what do I need?
For a lot of people, it comes from reading online or in a magazine, and they read about zinc or they read about probiotics, and then they think, okay, this sounds like the solution. And it may be, but I think the mistake people make with supplements is that they use supplements instead of looking at their primary diet first. And it's always food first, then supplements. Supplements are not going to be a magic bullet if you're not looking at your primary diet. So I think that's a big mistake that a lot of people make. People can come out of a store spending hundreds on supplements, not having looked at, you know, what they've eaten before, what they're going to eat after, but they think the supplement is the quick fix. So I think that's something I'd really like to stress on. There are resources online to find out more about quality of supplements, and it's something I'm very interested in because we have a lot of products out there. Not all are created equally, naturally. A very good website is something called Consumer Lab. They do independent tests on supplement products, and they research a group of products, and then they post their information
out there. See, this is the thing, because I mean, everybody at the end of the day is a layperson. Not everyone will have the benefit of doing a course or coming to see you, Marcio, or coming to see you, Pooja. Sure. And they would want to be able to start at some particular level. Often, people are starting somewhere in the middle, and the information is just completely wrong.
Yes.
Speaking of supplements and food, and I'll come back to you to ask you about that side of things as well, Marcio, because. Mm-hmm. I think it's quite an interesting link. We talk about how to get nutrition. We have this food pyramid, which to me is a Western concept, and it's very much based on the Western style of eating. Mm-hmm. So first of all, we have a pyramid that may not quite adapt, because in Asia we eat differently. We, for example, wheat and milk. Mm-hmm. This is something that most Southeast Asians especially are actually allergic to. Yes. But yet this is just pushed onto people and told that this is what you should be having. This is what you will need for your nutrition. What's your take on this?
I see a lot of people who do who don't have celiac disease, which is a sort of allergy, as you said, an allergy to milk wheat or gluten, but they have a level of sensitivity to gluten, and I see a lot of people who feel the same way. Their bodies feel the same way about dairy. So yes, you're right. I think the food pyramid works on its job is public health. Its job is large scale. Health principles, nutrition principles, and I think that serves that. But there is a space for personalized nutrition, and that space is for people who feel the need for extra support. It could be people who have seen a doctor and have a diagnosis of diabetes or high cholesterol, and where the doctor says, look, do something about your lifestyle. That's usually the point at which they think about nutrition. But really, that process can start a lot earlier, and it can take a more preventative.
Absolutely. Role. And we were having a chat about this earlier, about how often in the fields in which you work, people come to you as a last resort. They have been to see everybody else, and they just still can't quite get to grips with it. Now, what we're talking about here is a lot to do with chronic, long-term diseases or disease management, where, medicine itself actually doesn't have or doesn't seem to appear to have the answers. So if a person comes to you with something, Marcio, in your practice, are you able... Is this intuition for you? Or what sorts of questions do you ask when someone comes to you?
We have designed, Dr. John designed that, in a protocol of questioning. So a protocol to begin with starts with a question called permission.
Permission?
Yes, this is a very interesting thing. It's one of the things that attract me to the system a lot. Often permission is thinking about not losing the line here, but the main problem with humankind is that we have too many choices. And we don't know what to choose because we're choosing from our futures. So even though if I want to take, for example, a capsule that will help me, my knee to recover its cartilage, I'm coming up from a perception filter. And the perception could be that in my subconscious mind, keeping my knee with pain allows my son to come to visit me. So I don't take responsibility to heal my knee that way from a subconscious level.
But
so that can be addressed right away in
Marcio?
A session.
Marcio, who are people really thinking about this?
No, thinking of because you have to look at this way. When we are born, our senses are introduced all feelings to start with from light, smell, touch, sound, and the imprint of information really sets up the mold to our reality. When you're getting someone in your office 60 years later from their birth, they still pretty much modulated about their first senses. What is being there imprinted into their senses? What sort of behavior they experience from 0 to 7 years old? A lot of our belief systems are built during the ages, and we will be trying to heal those belief systems as we grow older. And that's why we develop diseases as a form to support our actual healing. That's why, paradoxically, disease is a form of balance. It's the tip of an iceberg. Mm. The bottom of the iceberg is all that's been there unconsciously to you or subconsciously trained that develops your disease. What we have then is a questioning of priorities to reset the communication system of all body-mind. They can operate in its most adventurous way, some of them by getting rid of the disease imbalance and finding another one to deal with.
Disease is a form of balance. I'm getting kind of imbalanced, actually. It's just, this is fascinating stuff. We're going to take a break and we're going to come right back and talk to Marcio and Pooja about how the body heals itself.
938 Live.
Available exclusively at Courts.
Sydney here in the studio with Marcio Hibiero from Awakening Touch and Pooja Vig of the Nutrition Clinic, who have just about told me that I am really quite a mess. Me and all my fellow men and women, we're a mess. Marcio, if you're telling me my balance is my issues and my problems, I'm lost. How am I going to get out of this mess? Tell us. You know, the idea of body talk, about basically fine-tuning your body to respond again. It's such an esoteric idea for most people, because I don't think that we really believe that we carry this kind of a sort of computer inside us that just stores all this stuff that's happened all of our lives until this moment. Explain.
Sure. Here you go. So to first start that explanation, we have to go back in history and remember how we are here. Every human being is here because two cells in the middle of the night meet up and build one cell. That cell becomes two and so on and so forth and keeps dividing. The moment we have a 64 division, something miraculous happened. We call the blastosphere, has each part of ourselves there. And you're going to know what's going to be the heart, what's going to be the liver, what's going to be the musculoskeletal system. But the question that we never ask is that, who knows it? How does it know it? So what we develop in the body talk system is a concept called innate wisdom, where we're born intelligence in each one of us human beings.
Hang on. My mother would like to hear this. Are you telling me I was born intelligent?
Yes, totally. Absolutely capable.
Fantastic. All right. I'm no longer such a mess.
You're no longer such a mess. And then we go into the philosophy of body talk, which is to ask questions to that innate, not to your conscience that you call the awakening self, the one that you just hear, me and you talking. That one is limited because that one has filters of perceptions, of belief systems. It has active memories. It has also some nutritional imbalances, physical imbalances, chemical imbalances.
Now, there's a lot of actual scientific research that is going into studying this.
Yes, that's why body talk now, it's no longer energy medicine, but it's a consciousness-based healthcare. We're looking at how we operate consciously as humans, and we need to go all into our deeper part of ourselves, our creative ourselves, this concept of like innate wisdom that knows it all, and ask from that place, how do we balance or create the most synchronized and capable connections between our dynamic systems, hence Western systems or Eastern systems of body-mind, to achieve health,
right,
to be in the most adventurous place of health.
Now, this is something that anyone can do.
Anyone.
Man, woman, child, animals?
Yes, we have a version called Animal Talk.
That's amazing. Now, hang on. Now, what happens in a session?
Okay, in a session, disregard what you're having. I always have the person filling up the registration form. There you tell me your story, what you think about yourself, what sort of labels you've been giving.
How many pages do you have?
They're actually 3 pages.
I think I need 6.
And a consent form at the end. So when I read that form, I'm reading from a place of subjective reading. I'm not assuming that's really what's going on with you. Then you lie down on my table, and I'm going to ask through sets of muscle checking with basic neuromuscular biofeedback is a well-known established link that your nervous system responds to your musculoskeletal system.
Mm.
When probed by questions or probed by stress elements, your muscle responds to that. Your nervous system creates an answer. So we're going to muscle check your innate wisdom. And the answers are always simple binary systems of yes and no. So the yes is that, is this a priority? You get a yes, you ask further questions. Is no to that item as a priority, then we move forward. So it becomes that structure of a left brain. So people like it because you can go from top to bottom asking questions in a structurally way, building up a sequence of healing that has from Western and Eastern definitions at all times.
So we're actually really tapping into the body's energy. Right? This is where all this information is stored and going round and round and round.
Exactly.
Now, the idea of energy is nothing new in Asia, really. I mean, we have chi and prana, which goes back, you know, since time immemorial, really.
Exactly. So when you're looking at a session, you're going to be looking for all your genetic predisposition, but you're not assuming that that's what caused you to be sick.
Mm.
Like one of the new fields of science called epigenetics proves that things that has been happening for generations behind your family tree, it still affects you now. So we have to look at those called epigenomas, or basic like genes that are affecting your health. And we have to look at how do they get triggered by your environment. They can be triggered by a bad diet. They can be triggered by a bad selection of exercise, bad marriage, sick children. Anything could trigger your health to be off balance.
This sounds extremely scientific and structured. There's nothing just woo-woo about this.
There is nothing woo-woo. There is actually science behind. If you look at the credibility of Dr. John, he's actually a chiropractor by background. He has studied osteopathy. He was a principal of the naturopath college and the acupuncture college down in Brisbane for over 15 years. He's a brainy. He's a cerebral guy. He knows a lot of stuff, but he knows that looking at the body from a holistic, true perspective. There is not just one side to every coin. There is always two sides to a coin.
Mm.
So if I'm pointing to someone as a blaming for my feelings, I also have to look in the other side of the coin that says, where is the responsibility for that I'm pointing to?
And I think that's a really key word, is taking responsibility for your health and for your feelings and for whatever is going on in your body. I think we're going to take a break for traffic news. When we come back, we're going to talk about responsibility.
And in exit.
938 Live. 938 Live. Gets you talking.
Definitely gets you talking. We're talking here about taking responsibility for our bodies, and that's really what the show is about today. Taking back the health of your body and getting the information and knowledge to actually do that. Now, we've been, you know, talking a little bit in the break about this idea of personalized, tailor-made. This is really what both of you do, because each person that comes with a very specific set of all of this history. It's in their genetics, it's in their body, and you have to literally work one by one by one, which is so against what most typical medicine is all about. It's really kind of a one size fits all, which really doesn't work anymore. Right. We're living at odds with really who we are.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think even in medicine, there is a move towards understanding genetics. I think after the Human Genome Project was completed and we now have genetic information, it's being applied in different ways. I think in nutrition, there is this field called nutrigenomics, which looks at how food can... A simple way of saying it is that food talks to your genes. It can either switch on or switch off genes that are in your body. So to give you an example... In one generation, in a country like India, for example, in one generation, the incidence of diabetes has gone up some 7 to 10 times in cities. The genes haven't changed in one generation. It's what you're taking in, and it's food as well as other lifestyle factors that we've discussed that are speaking to the genes that stimulate blood sugar problems that lead to diabetes.
It's all logic.
It's all
logic.
Yes,
very
logical. It is very logical.
There is no sense to, for example, design a program where you have 10 people with lower back pain and I'm going to just stretch all their hamstrings and that's going to fix their pain.
Yeah.
Because each one of them had pulled the hamstring that created the lower back pain in a different way. Some of them is because they're carrying a burden that happened in their life. They're carrying some anger in their muscle tissue. Some of them is because they just over-exercise. Others have a bad mattress. All these kind of ideas will come through in one single session if you tailor-made, because you're asking the right questions.
Mm.
We're not being asking the right questions in healthcare. We look at someone and say, okay, how can I get rid of your pain? But your pain is the alarm system for you to take responsibility, to be aware of yourself. That pain is not the problem.
Mm.
The pain is just a surface of the cause beyond.
I think we've just come into a society at this point where if there's a pain or if there's an emotion or if there's something, you just take something, you pop a tablet or
we don't want to feel.
Or you have a drink. You know? Yeah, you don't want to feel. And why are we so afraid of feeling?
That's a wonderful question. Like, there is a guy which I've been resourcing lately called Michael Brown. He developed a system called the presence process. And often when you're looking at human beings, whenever we want to say yes or no, we seldom mean yes and no. And that sheer fact of the sheer mistake there already creates disease. Because if I'm not willing to participate in something and yet I'm forced by my beliefs or my society, I'm going to say yes but meaning no. And if I'm going to say no to something but I want to mean yes because I'm saying no because I'm afraid of going to a party, I'm afraid of taking these new adventures in Cambodia, whatever it is, that then I'm saying no, but really inside me I'm so eager to explore and want to know more things.
So what you're saying is your body is kind of bursting inside to say yes, but you're saying no
because you're afraid.
Or to say no when you need to. So this actually comes back then sometimes also to gut feeling and intuition, which that's been sort of dulled over time.
Yes. And there's a lovely guy called Ken Robson. You may have heard of him. He's talking about schools killing creativity because we just slantly too much to the left brain, to knowledge only, and denying the fact that the gut feeling is really the reasons why we're here.
Okay.
We need to follow that intuition.
Definitely. And I'm following my intuition over to Pooja here to ask you, really, what on earth is healthy eating, please? Because I'm supposed to follow my gut to that too, and I don't know that anymore.
Right. Yes. There are basic principles of healthy eating. You know, looking at blood sugar management is a really important part of healthy eating. Getting the right fats, getting the right levels of proteins, getting lots and lots of nutrients from plants, basically phytonutrients, antioxidants from plant products. Those are, I think, fundamental to healthy eating. Mm. Beyond that, we design a way of eating that suits your body. And when somebody comes to see me and is asking about healthy eating, I also have a questionnaire, and we look at processes in the body, processes like how well is your body detoxifying, how well is inflammation, is there a lot of inflammation, is there too much inflammation, is the immune system working, how is your blood sugar management, how is your fat level in
this
the body.
Is, again, very specific.
It's very specific.
It's all about sort of going the kind of a bespoke route, you know, let me tailor make this to exactly what is going on in your life.
Yes.
And that there should be just more of that, shouldn't there?
Yeah,
there should be. I mean, to give you an example, fish oil, for example.
Yeah, well, big one.
A big one. Children with hyperactivity problems benefit from 6 to 18 grams of fish oil, much higher than anybody will take just for general health. If you have a heart condition, you need 1 gram of fish oil. Now, that's a huge difference.
Massive.
And I believe you're just starting to understand this. This is nutrigenomics is very early. Mm. And I see a future where supplements as well as diet will be really personalized to that individual's genetics.
Now, there's one thing I have to ask you. Really, and this is a real quick one, which is something that really upsets me quite a lot. Everyone's detoxing. What is that?
It's something I'm so glad asked that question.
Yeah, after I've gone to see Marcio and he's basically sorted me out, I come to you and I say, hey, Pooja, you know, I need to detox? What do I need to do now?
Right. Quick answer on that is I think detoxification has become a fad. I think it's become overused. I think a lot of people go off to beach holidays and sip coconut water and come back and 3 weeks later they're exactly where they were or worse. I think detoxification is what your body does. It's constantly cleaning. And I think that given the level of toxicity in today's world and the city living, we need help with that. So yes, detoxification has a place.
Are you sure, Pooja?
You want to try it?
Are you throwing me a challenge?
Absolutely.
I'll take you on.
Great. Tomorrow?
What? Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to have to say
after
yes.
After the weekend. After the Easter weekend.
You are on.
Great.
So at the end of the day, it's really about respecting the body, respecting the mind, respecting yourself, and creating this kind of thing inside where you literally take back your health, you get to the right information within your body and outside of your body, and you come and see Marcia and you come and see Pooja, and then you're all set.
It's a good start.
I'm going to take 1 second away from you. And we've got Dawn on the line with us. Hi, Dawn.
Namaste, Anita.
Namaste, Dawn. What's the scoop for us today? I hope you've been listening in to great studio guests today.
Yes, it's all very interesting. Well, to add to that, another good starting point is Body with Soul. It's a one-stop holistic healthcare center in beautiful Rochester Park, offering everything from dietary counseling to art therapy and yoga classes. And I also have 25 degrees Celsius in Kyongsaik Road. It's a fabulous cookbook store, but they also have interesting healthy recipe books covering Ayurvedic, vegetarian, and raw cuisine, just to name a few. Last one I have is Genesis Vegetarian Health Food Restaurant at 1 Lorong Telok. They serve yummy vegan meals that reflect the beliefs in the healing power of plants and whole foods. So everything is made fresh, including their heart-healthy
Fantastic.
Yeah, and they try their whole grain mee sua and laksa. Very good.
Well, after you've been to see Marcy at Awakening Touch and you got yourself all together and you go and see Pooja, get your supplements, then you take all of the city scoops, go out there and have great fun. I want to thank both of my studio guests for being here. This has been Face Off with Anita Kapoor, live on 938 Live.